Hi, I'm Doug Gordon. Welcome back to Beta from Wisconsin Public Radio. If you're as big a fan of noir fiction and as pessimistic worldview as I am, then you'll want to stay tuned. Jamal Mayfield has written a compelling debut noir novel. It's called Smoke Kings, and it is a banger. If you don't believe me, ask the best-selling crime novelist Don Winslow. He says that Jamal is a fresh and fierce new voice to crime fiction. And Don is absolutely right. I think what makes Smoke Kings such an addictive read is that Jamal has touched on something that you rarely see in noir novels, reparations. In Smoke Kings, a group of grieving friends kidnap the relatives of people who have committed hate crimes and force them to pay reparations to a community fund. So what exactly inspired Jamal to write about this topic?
That's an interesting question. So first of all, I'll go back. It kind of gestated in my mind for a number of years. In 2018, my little cousin was murdered. I remember standing on the street. We were having a candlelight vigil. It just didn't feel like enough. So I had this kind of a sense of overwhelming sadness. Young black men are dying, and the best we can come up with are candlelight vigils and Twitter hashtags and memorial t-shirts, things of that nature. Then 2 years later, we had the summer of George Floyd. And there was a video that went viral from a poet and activist, Kimberly Jones. And I had never seen this marriage of anger and intelligence quite like I did in that video. I've seen anger. I've seen people that were angry about, you know, circumstances and could talk about that. She was very passionate, but she was also very just intelligent. And she talked about the social contract that had been broken. And she was basically standing in the middle of a war zone, you know, the rioters and looters in Minneapolis. And she was saying, you know, we don't care about this community now. We, you know, the contract has been broken, and it was broken with Tulsa, Oklahoma, you know, Black Wall Street and all these different things. And she got to the end of the video and she said,
"And they are lucky that what black people are looking for is equality and not revenge."
And that just really, that line just stuck with me. I thought, man, that'd be a great what if jumping point premise for a thriller.
Yeah. Where does the title Smoke Kings come from?
It comes from a W.E.B. Du Bois poem. I think it was 1907. And it was a poem really about black empowerment. There's that first line, "I am black, I am the smoke king, I am black." And when I came across that, I thought, wow, that's exactly one of the things that I'm trying to get across. And I thought it would be cool to not only bring that history a little bit into the novel, but also, you know, give a nod to W.E.B. Du Bois with the title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's a great poem. Let's talk a bit about the characters of the book. Can you tell us about the inciting incident that Nate Evers, a young black political activist, has to deal with?
Yeah, and again, that comes from, as I shared before, you know, even my own personal experience. But, you know, Nate has a little cousin that early on in the book, as well as on the jacket copy, we talk about the fact that his little cousin, Darius, is murdered. And Nate is dealing with the rage and the anger that he feels in that moment and feeling like, I can't just let this be another young black man that dies and there's no equal response. So in his mind, he feels an equal response is to hatch this somewhat crazy scheme to kidnap the descendants, perpetrators of hate crimes from the past and charge them with reparations.
Mm-hmm. And sadly, as you mentioned, this mirrors Nate's little cousin, this fictional that happens in the novel. This mirrors a tragedy with your own little cousin. I'm very sorry for your loss. If you don't mind my asking, how did this impact your writing of Smoke Kings?
Interestingly enough, when I first sat down to write Smoke Kings, I was coming from just really a place of anger. Even though one of the impetuses for it and the inspirations for it was that Kimberly Jones video where I talked about how she married that anger and the intelligence. When I really actually sat down to write, it was just coming from a place of anger. My original title on the manuscript when I first wrote it was White Devils. So that gives you a sense of where I was coming from. And then I realized pretty early on in the process, I'm not being true to the inspiration and I'm not being true to what I wanted to try to accomplish when I started to write this. So I feel like I transformed as well as I was writing it, because it went from being that original angry manuscript. And again, I'm glad that I noticed this very, very early on. I wasn't very far into the writing when I realized it. And it became more of a conversation about topics and things that are really uncomfortable for many of us to talk about when it pertains to race.
Mm-hmm. But these are things, the fact that these are uncomfortable things for most people to deal with makes your book all the more valuable and more necessary, I think. So let's get back to this tragedy that inspired Nate to lead three of his friends on this mission of retribution. And the theme of reparations makes your novel stand out from other noir novels. I think that's really what grabbed me about it early on, that I hadn't read a novel that talked about this very idea that Nate and his friends are doing, that they're forcing people who have committed hate crimes to pay reparations to a community fund. I'm curious, did you start with this idea? Did you have the theme of reparations in your mind from the get-go, or did it kind of evolve during your writing process?
Yeah, it was there from the beginning. You gave me a great compliment before about this being my debut. I have 6 or 7 Trump novels that I really worked on. I remember reading years ago, you know, George Pelicanus's Writer's Reign, and just thinking, man, that's what I want to do. I want to write crime novels and Dennis Lehane. And I always say I'm a reader first and a writer second. All of the people that I just admire so much, you know, and wanted to try to emulate what they were doing. You know, so I had these novels and all of them didn't have success. I wasn't able to secure an agent and get a publisher with any of them. This one just felt different. You know, and from the very beginning, I said, you know what? I'm not going to play it safe. I'm just going to write the book that, you know, I've written these 6 other books. I've tried to follow what the market says. I've tried to pay attention to what, you know, is selling and things of that nature. This one is a personal book, first of all, anyway, and I'm just going to lean into, you know, all the different things that I think. And reparations has been in the news, you know, for years now, and it's never really talked about in a positive way. And so I know that would be somewhat controversial. And I was like, I'm just going to lean into that and go ahead and go down that path.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious about, you mentioned reparations. We hear about them every so often, but then nothing seems to happen. Do you have any optimism that at some point reparations may become a reality?
I don't know. You know, that's a good question. We've seen so much progress in so many areas. I think the pain that Black folks in this country have felt for a long time is still very much a conversation that is happening. And there's still a number of people that feel skeptical about that pain and about that hurt. And so if you're going to get to the point of anyone being at a place where they feel like it's justifiable to pay out reparations, then we have to deal with that skepticism first. And I think we have a long way to go as it pertains to that.
Yeah, which is probably truly the case, but it's quite sad that we still have such a long way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. One of the things I tell everyone, and, you know, I think it's important, and this was actually one of the conversations that I tried to bring about in Smoke Kings, is, you know, certainly Black folks have been marginalized in many instances, but there are a lot of community. There are women that have been marginalized, and Jewish people, and so forth and so on. And I think one of the things that we have to do a better job of is expressing our pain and not dealing with it in silence, which we tend to do. Many folks just put their head down. They don't talk about the microaggressions they're dealing with at work or any of those things. So first of all, we have to talk about these things openly. And then we have to get comfortable having uncomfortable conversations when we do have those discussions.
Yeah, very well said. We have to have uncomfortable conversations. That's very well said. You're quite right about that. You mentioned George Pelicanus that you're a big fan of his work. We are too. And we've had him on Beta, I think, 3 times now. How has George's work influenced your own work?
I remember reading Writer's Reign, and he was unafraid to write outside of his own personal experience, but he did it with such care and authenticity. And you could just see the soul in his work. And so from that moment on, I just was like, if I ever get an opportunity to do this, I want to have some soul in my work. I want my words to have something to say. I want it to feel real. And oftentimes in novels, in movies as well, we don't get real endings. We don't get real situations because we kind of have to paint that Hollywood kind of brush with it. And Pelicanos has never done that. His stories are real and they're authentic. And that's what struck the nerve with me. And so I said, you know, that was the greatest inspiration I took from him is to try to do that same thing.
Mm-hmm. And I must say that your book, that Smoke Kings, has a lot of soul in it. So thank you for putting so much soul into it. Yeah. I'm wondering, what was the biggest challenge you faced writing Smoke Kings? Can you identify one?
I think the biggest challenge for me was having written those 6-7 previous trunk novels, trunk with a K. These trunk novels, doubt is going to creep in. Is this something that you can really do? And particularly because I was writing something that I knew was somewhat controversial. Some people could look at it as divisive. I had to keep reminding myself throughout that exercise of working on Smoke Kings is I'm actually trying to write something that is meaningful and that has something to say and that will start hopefully a dialogue. It may not finish the dialogue, but hopefully it will start a dialogue. So I think the biggest challenge was just to not lose my heart as I went through that process. And I didn't.
Yeah. And we're thankful for that, that you kept on and you made it all the way through and wrote this excellent novel. And we get to read it and reflect on it and hopefully try and do something about it, take some sort of action. Has your inspiration, Kimberly Jones, read Smoke Kings?
I don't believe so. I know my agent was reaching out to some of her people to try to see if we could get it across to her. But as of now, I haven't heard that has actually occurred, but I would love that. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, that would be amazing. That would be great. What is next for you? Are you working on another novel yet?
In the early stages, you know, I've been talking with my agent about it. And one of the things, you know, someone asked me recently, you know, what's the next book is about. And again, I'm still in the early stages, but what I can tell you now is it's going to be gritty. That's what I like to read and certainly what I like to write. It will be a crime fiction as well. It will have somewhat of a black gaze. I think it's important that I speak to my own experiences and some social commentary.
Mm-hmm. Any chance, and maybe you're not able to say this, but I'm wondering, is there any chance of Smoke Kings becoming a streaming series? Because it's very, very cinematic. I could easily see it being a streaming series.
From your lips to God's ears. I mean, we have a film agent that has been working to to shop those rights. And, I would love, an opportunity to see Smoke Kings on the screen for sure.
Yeah, as would I. Well, we'll keep our fingers and toes crossed that will happen. Jamal Mayfield, thank you very much for joining us today. Congratulations on Smoke Kings. As Don Winslow says, quote, it's a stunning book that takes the reader on an intense and harrowing journey that is truly unforgettable, unquote. Thank you very much for writing it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This has just been a real pleasure. And your enthusiasm for the book is very much appreciated.
Get up. Jamal Mayfield is the author of the noir thriller Smoke Kings. Find out more about Jamal and Smoke Kings at WPR.org/beta.
That song is almost the thesis statement of the record. It's, all my friends, we meet again someday.
Coming up, Grammy Award-winning folk singer Aoife O'Donovan joins us to talk about her incredible album, All My Friends. I'm Doug Gordon. You're listening to Beta from Wisconsin Public Radio. Get up!